Interfaith dialogue was the subject of a meeting hosted this week by the Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola. Cardinal Scola founded the magazine Oasis to encourage people of different religions, especially Christians and Muslims, to discuss how best to live together in the world. Charles Collins has this report.
Cordial relations between Christians and Muslims are indispensable for ensuring concord and harmony among all citizens, and for promoting the shared values of humanity. These words were spoken by Pope Benedict on Friday to the bishops of Togo. Yet in today's world, with constant references to a possible clash of civilizations, how do we achieve this harmony? This was the question being asked at the Oasis Conference in Venice.
His big thing is to explore the different forms of fashioning dialogue and pathways of peace and, dialogue with, particularly the Islamic world and Islamic countries.
Cardinal Peter Turkson of Cape Coast, Ghana, says that interfaith relations exist at a very practical level.
The easiest and the commonest form of interreligious dialogue in the different communities is what we call the dialogue of life. It's when members of the communities come together, regardless of their faith, to undertake a common project for the good of the community. For example, building a common school, building a common even toilet, building, undertaking joint ventures like that.
The Oasis participants did not shy away from some of the areas of tension between Christians and Muslims. A Catholic complex in Gaza was destroyed by Islamic militants during the recent clashes in the Palestinian territory. The coadjutor bishop of Jerusalem, Fawad Dwal, says that the Christians there are relying on hope.
We are conscious that we are a part, integral part of the universal Catholic Church. And we have many, many friends, many members of the church who are praying for us despite the many challenges we have. Many challenges in the same time, many friendship, many prayers, many sharing from outside, which gives us joys and gives us optimism. And the impression that we are not alone, we are not abandoned, we are not abandoned in this bad situation. A lot of people think about us, pray for us, and that's a big, big benediction for us.
But some areas are seeing relations between Christians and Muslims improve. Father Franz Magnus Sassano is from Indonesia.
I think the situation is much better than it seemed a few years ago. We had in Indonesia two civil wars going on between Christians and Muslims. Now, Indonesia in general is very slowly beginning to get up against extremists. Relations between Christians and Muslims are good, and the danger that Indonesia would declare itself an Islamic state, I think, has passed. Nevertheless, there are many pressures and difficulties on local sides.
Cardinal Turkson says that Christian-Muslim dialogue is vital for the world.
The coming together of people invariably involves them in exchanges of cultures, exchanges of life, exchanges of experience, the sharing of experience, which the result of which is that nobody gets out the same way he came in. Everybody gets out a little bit affected by the encounter.
The Oasis Journal, which sponsored the conference, is published by the Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola. I'm Charles Collins.